welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and our exhibition EI Live. It seems a while since we recorded the last podcast. The reason being, I think, is that we're all very, very busy, thank heavens, which is great for our industry. As most people will know by now, we have covered a variety of subjects pertaining to the AV and home automation industry, with these podcasts designed to help installers, integrators do their job better. However, one piece of industry news I would like to share with you. Shameless self-promotion, I hear you say, but hey. The news is that we are taking our exhibition EI Live into Europe, in fact in Amsterdam to be precise, in October this year. So watch out for details coming out very soon. All details can be found at eiliveeurope.com. But that's enough of what we're doing. Today I'm joined by Nick Fitch, the Global Business Manager of Elacoustics Creations, formerly of the Crestron Parish. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, David. Thank you very much for having me today.
I'm also joined by Daniel Sate, our editor of Essential Install magazine, as you all know. Welcome, Dan.
Hi there, everyone. Good to be back.
And I have to say, and I'm going off script here, but the demonstration I've just had from these guys at Elacoustics is actually blown my socks off, well and truly. However, Nick will tell you that sound and science define Elacoustics through their dedication to innovation and product design excellence. But let's talk about product design later, Nick. I believe Elacoustics Creations was created a couple of years ago with you at the helm of business development. Tell us more, and what were the objectives behind this?
Yeah, so Elacoustics was formed in 1984 by Dr. Christian L. And he founded the company looking to enhance the live audio experience. So we are very well known in the professional audio sector, providing sound to concerts, festivals, stadiums, arenas. So we're actually proud to say that we're, you know, the leader in that sector. And a number of years ago, Christian started working on a new technology with the team here in our offices in Highgate, North London, to develop an immersive audio technology for live events as well, which is called ELISA, which stands, the L is for Elacoustics, and the ISA is Immersive Sound Art. As he began...
As I found out today, Nick, everything starts with an L.
That's correct. So that journey then kind of led us to the world of residential and realizing that people wanted to experience better sound within their homes. And Christian and the guys in our R&D department started working on some products related to that. So in line with that, Elacoustics created this new division. It was announced formally at ISE in 2020, the last ISE we were all at. And yes, it was a new division called Elacoustics Creations. And the idea of that is to bring the power of pro audio home is kind of the tagline that we use in that. And it's essentially offering systems integrators that we know in the residential, marine, hospitality sectors to be able to offer Elacoustics professional audio products for the first time to their customers. As I say, we're very well known in the live audio sector. You'll find us at festivals such as Tomorrowland, Ultra, Reading, Leeds, Creamfields, Lollapalooza, Coachella. We're very fortunate enough that artists such as Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adele, Pink, Phil Collins, David Guetta, Hans Zimmer, etc. use our technology on their tours. So, you know, it's been great to actually spread the word of Elacoustics to the residential integrators. I joined on the 31st of March, 2020. If we can all remember back what feels like an eternity ago to that, it was a very strange time for the world. But actually, it felt like the right time for me in a way to be able to bring this new brand and work on the kind of business strategy behind it before launching it. We had some time to work on that together before actually kind of going out there to the market and getting the integrators in for demonstrations, etc.
What I found interesting this morning, Nick, was it's a question of you guys. You're obviously very big in the pro audio sound side of things, as you say, the live industry. It's interesting bringing that live industry into the home in terms of the quality of products. The demo I received, I must confess, was quite incredible. That must be a main USP, I guess, Nick.
Yeah, I think there aren't certainly that many loudspeaker brands that come from the heritage that we come from. We often talk about our pro audio DNA. You know, we have come from you know, the company was founded to enhance the experience at live events and to make that experience better for the listener and better for the audience, but making sure that the sound of the vocalists or the instruments were as true to life as possible, but for everyone in the audience. Christian, our founder, invented the Line Array technology as we know it and as it is used today in Live Pro Audio, and also was one of the pioneers of coaxial point source technology in that world as well. So using professional terms into a residential application, I often sort of liken it to the car sector in a way of, you've got, you know, obviously the Formula One brands out there, you know, your Ferraris of the world, Mercedes, Benz, McLaren doing Formula One, but then they also have their road car series as well. We're actually not making road car series necessarily for our customers. We're taking that same professional Formula One approach and bringing that into the world of residential. So we have 507 employees today within the company. 25% of those is actually within research and development. So the technology which we're putting into residential homes is still very much coming from that resource.
It must have been quite exciting but frustrating when you first started, because obviously you got that amazing place to demo all of the systems, and you've got a wide range of systems, but you couldn't have anyone in there. And the first visit I did, if you remember, was sort of under quite strict sort of COVID rules and things like that. I think it's really easy to kind of skim over this idea of bringing live sound into the home. For me, the brand really does deliver that. It, when you go and listen to the systems, and it's just really difficult to quantify, and we've had conversations about this, haven't we, in terms of what is it that's causing you to feel like you're getting a slightly different experience from other high-end speaker manufacturers, in the sense that it does feel and sound like a live experience. And that's either because the technology being used is literally the same as is used, that you're used to hearing when you go and hear a band live, or there's something else happening kind of, you know, higher up in the kind of the tucked away parts of your brain that's just associating the two together. But there's definitely some technology there and something at play that really does give you a kind of an excitement and an anticipation that you perhaps don't get with some other systems. And it's a very, very exciting thing to experience. And I think what's impressive is that you've got that feel right throughout the range. It's not just the top of the range. It's at the more entry-level stuff as well. It still sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're right sort of saying about the frustration of the early days. You know, I always think that actually if COVID hadn't happened, I think I would have probably been so overexcited that I would have just, you know, got in touch with everyone I know and said, come and have a listen, come and have a listen. But actually, as a business, we had so much important things to talk about at the beginning in terms of business strategy, you know, making up margin structures for dealers, et cetera, et cetera. So we had the time to be able to do that. And then, you know, whilst we were in that first lockdown in 2020, so I was able to focus on the strategy with the other directors within the business. We were able to do that. And then by about June time, when the restrictions started easing, it was like, right, okay, now we're ready to start welcoming people in. And I think the experience that I've always seen from the guests that we have had, yourself, Daniel and David, both who have been here, is that no one is ever really quite sure of what to expect. You know, it's another loudspeaker brand. You know, yeah, we've got to hear another loudspeaker. There's enough of them in the industry to choose from. And, you know, for me, when I first came here in January 2020 and had my first demonstration of it as part of my interview process, I was sat there and I went, there is something truly special here. In my 15 years of working in AV, I've never experienced anything like this, whether it be from a stereo application up to our immersive audio application. I went, I think we can deliver something truly special for integrators and their customers if we provide the right support network and all the rest of it, all that goes in hand with dealing with these guys. I think we can make something truly special. And you mentioned about kind of evoking the emotions and things like that, with it feeling as if you're at a live event. This was, again, you know, with the advent of streamed concerts, and we had Glastonbury streamed, we've had Tomorrowland streamed, you know, all of these ticket organizers have realized they can make additional revenue by streaming the concerts. What's a better experience in your own living room or home cinema than using the same loudspeakers that are being used on that stage and in your own home? It's about as realistic and as authentic as you can get. So that, again, is a really nice story to be able to kind of tie into it.
Yeah, I think we've spoken before, and we've done a few articles actually about the potential for streamed live music events. It's just vast, because it's everything from these days with the equipment that's available. It's everything from going to see Reef at the Chalk in Brighton to going to see Kiss at the largest stadium on earth or something. All of it can be done. And so whatever your sort of taste, priorities or whatever, we're only really starting to kind of get the start of the potential here, because it was sort of born a little bit out of lockdown. You know, some big acts did concerts with no audience deliberately because they couldn't do anything else and streamed those. And then kind of everyone thought, well, this is kind of cool. What if, the audience is there? Why not do that as well? And obviously, even if you're a massive kind of band, you can't fit everyone in that wants to go, and not everyone wants to go. But they still want to hear an experience, something interesting. And I think, like you say, with these sort of big blue ticket type things like Glastonbury that comes around, every sort of year or 2 years or whatever it is, that's really helped to kind of tow the rest of the live music world into this area and go, well, hang on a minute, this is a huge...
It's a revenue generating stream for these guys. You can sell far more tickets to an online event than you can fit into the O2 or the Royal Albert Hall, for example. So I think we're definitely going to see a hybrid where you have the live event happening and a stream happening as well, because you sell tickets to the both of them. And I for one have always, I've from my early days in the industry always enjoyed watching concert Blu-rays and DVDs and stuff like that, and so this is just again elevating that experience.
Yeah, and I think there's something else to kind of bring in here is that you folks often, and I think you've done a few projects along these lines of sort of people that want the sort of nightclub experience in their home. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I remember reading about this the first few times. I think, well, how many people are actually going to want that? But then, actually, when you think about it, you could go back 20 years and go, well, who wants a cinema in their home?
I thought you already had a nightclub experience at your place then.
Well, you could argue that, but it's less lights, maybe. It's about as loud. But I think when you think about kind of how you can do it is pretty much whatever. If they want full on dance floor lights everywhere in the basement, big pumping audio system, it can be done now. So I think L-Acoustics has a really strong foot in the door of that type of installation as well.
The private members club in London in Berkeley Square, Annabelle's, in their basement nightclub, they have an L-Acoustics system, and in 1 week I had six different integrators contact me saying, I've got a client who's a member of Annabelle's and they're looking to get the same sound system in their house because they're building the same sound system. That's from you guys, right? That's L-Acoustics. And it's like, yes, absolutely, it is. We can design that sound system and put it in their house and give them that same experience. And to go one up on that as well, I was speaking to an integrator, bought an end user in a while ago now. And they were telling the story how they were a massive fan of musicals. And during Christmas, they always go and see a West End musical every year. It takes the whole family to go and see them. And because of the COVID lockdowns, they couldn't go there. And the end user was obviously a wealthy person. And so what they did is, because obviously the West End theatre was not doing well either during obviously the COVID period, is he actually got into contact with a theatre production company and had the cast of a West End musical perform on his driveway for his family some of the top six hits from that musical or whatever it was being. So again, we're seeing this kind of convergence of people. And again, we work in the marine industry as well on super yachts, and these high net worth individuals are hiring artists, whether that be a DJ, musicians in the form of singers, pianists, whatever it may be, and wanting to have them perform in their space, but not have, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, we're a company which makes PA systems, public address systems, but they can look quite brutal and, substantial. You don't want to just have that there as a temporary installation. We make some very elegant products as well, which can be designed in with, when an integrator is designing a system for a client, they can actually look at our product portfolio, work with us. We do the designs for them. We do 3D renders, etc., to show how the products can be integrated into the building And then when they want to have someone come and perform, they don't have this horrible PA system with wires and cables and everywhere all dangling that the artists, you know, brought along with them in their suitcase kind of thing. But they've actually got a professionally installed system there, which they can use as their cinema system one day for watching the latest Hollywood blockbuster, to watching the football on it, to then, you know, having a credible artist come and sing for them at their 50th birthday party or whatever it may be.
Going back to the live and touring sectors, Nick, I notice you on record as saying you work with artists, A-list artists such as Adele, Pink, Phil Collins, etc. If you could introduce me to Pink at some point, I'd be extremely happy if you can wangle that.
It's funny, when I was going through the process of joining L Acoustics, you know, sort of COVID was very early on as a thing.
And they introduced you to Pink?
Well, no, but not quite. Everyone said to me that, oh, you know, it'll be amazing. You'll get to go to all of these concerts and festivals that L Acoustics are at, and you'll make all these connections to be able to go and experience these things. And up until February 2022, I had never actually experienced L Acoustics in a live performance venue where it would normally be experienced. But I was very fortunate enough to, I was in our office in California in February, and we have there's a stage show there called Cages, which is in our Elisa immersive audio format. And I was very fortunate enough to be able to go and experience that. And I was blown away by it. You know, it's one thing hearing it here in the showroom every day in London, but actually seeing and experiencing it live in a live thing and seeing how the audience reacts to it, again, it's just completely different.
I can imagine. Coming back to the more serious note, other than Pink, from my point of view anyway, L Acoustics Creations, reading a little bit about you guys, offer something truly unique that you call Sound Spaces. Tell me what Sound Spaces is all about.
So Sound Spaces really was born out of the trend that we've seen with people having more and more open plan living. So wanting to use spaces in different ways. You know, we're seeing a lot of open plan living spaces here in Europe, in the United States, and in Asia as well, where people are having, you know, big spaces which may be, you know, fronted with glass, looking out of a view. They've got a kitchen at one end, a dining area. They may have a living room area in the middle, and say, you know, an office area at the other end, or a library or something like that. And traditionally, if you wanted to design a sound system with that, I think most people would probably look to kind of putting in-ceiling speakers into the space and doing them as separate stereo systems. And then, you know, perhaps if you were having a party or something like that, you would you'd group all of the zones together in your control system. Of course, that's one way of doing it, but you end up with pockets of sound across the space. The idea of a sound space is that you would have speakers throughout the space, which could be small and discreet, along with subwoofers. You would also have acoustic treatments in the room as well, so that it's as good a sounding room as it can be. But then within that, you have this very discreet sound system that will, using an Elisa processor, so the processor which gives us this immersive sound technology in the live events. You could use this in a residential application, and what you, and this is all new technology, which, you know, we will be talking about soon, but in enhance the living space so that you can actually move sound around the space. It can be dynamic, it can be moving, and it can be a completely immersive experience. If, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners have used, you know, AV processors in their projects. When you use an AV processor to upmix a stereo track from Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, whatever it may be, you end up with the majority of the sound is coming from the center channel, because it's kind of treating it as if it would be, you know, movie or TV based content, and thinking that you want to hear everything from the center channel. If you're having a party, whoever is closest to that center channel is going to get a load of, you know, noise in their ear, but whoever's at the back right hand corner where the surrounds may be will get nothing, apart from a little bit of ambient sounds or something like that. So the idea of sound spaces is that actually you will get a complete dynamic sound throughout the whole space, using technology which is incredibly new. We've not actually formally announced what we are doing with this yet, but we are able to demonstrate in our showroom in London, because it's also part of our research and development facilities as well.
So to quote Julie, your marketing guru at L Acoustics, this is ultra-high resolution spatial audio in a residential environment. How about that, Nick? Did I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We often talk about hyperreal sound. So we have one of the systems we have in our showroom here is an 18.1.12. What we call sound space, which has the ability to be able to play back our immersive audio content, which would normally be found in live events, but we've had content made for the system here. We've also, in the last year, made it available to scale those systems down. So I think some people possibly could have come to our showroom, they've seen 18 speakers around us and the 22 subwoofers or something that we have in that space, and they go, yeah, I love it, it's incredible, but how on earth do I scale that down and make that more applicable to, you know, my customer's living room or their dining room or whatever it may be, that space, or their cinema? So, you know, we're talking about the resolution being the highest possible resolution. So we have in that space, all the speakers are at a 15 degree angle to your ears, so that essentially you don't hear sound coming from the source, you just hear sound in space, which, David, I think you'll agree, it's one thing describing it, but until you actually experience it, it doesn't really compute to what that is. And we're also just about to announce a new room that we've got here in our London showroom, which we're sat in now, which is a reduced, scaled down version of that in 9.1.4, also in it's Dolby Atmos compliant as well as Elisa compliant, and uses our smallest loudspeakers and subwoofers in our range, but still delivers an excellent experience.
And you talk about that space, Nick, that room, which is just utterly amazing. You've got a fully equipped recording studio at the end of it, I saw.
Yes, exactly. So we have a studio here in our facility. This building was actually taken on by L-Acoustics back in 2016, I believe it was. And the idea of that was that to be able to introduce this immersive sound technology to front of house mix engineers, artists, producers, record labels, etc., for them to be able to come here and essentially rehearse their live shows. So we have a studio where our immersive audio technology allows you to take anything which comes into the mixing desk. So that can either be a stem from like a dance track, or it can be, you know, it could be a microphone on a stage, a guitar, a percussion kit, whatever it may be. And we can then treat that as an object and move it around in the space. So the studio was the first bit that was created. So that's, you know, on a weekly basis, we will always have typically an A-list artist coming in here and doing things, which is always an amazing thing to be able to do. Unfortunately, Pink's not in today, David. But you know,
Nick, you promised.
I know. But, you know, we're very fortunate enough to be kind of, you know, have good relations with artists, and chosen as actually a destination as well by record labels for them to host listening events here. 2 weeks ago, the electronic music producer Max Cooper launched his latest album in Dolby Atmos here, doing a playback event on our sound system, but using it in the Dolby Atmos format. And we had you know, press here, we had fans here, we had music, you know, music industry people. There was a Q&A with the artist, three different sessions. We've hosted Bicep here as well, who's another electronic dance duo, and they launched their album here in Dolby Atmos with Amazon Music, which, Daniel, I believe you came to.
Yeah, I did. I did come to that. It was a really interesting experience, that, just because it was a bit like it's a bit like going back to sort of the glory days of sort of touring, where you'd go and watch the band and you'd have a drink with them afterwards in the bar. You know, it doesn't really happen so much these days. Well, it depends where you go, actually. But that was really nice, just you know, listening to the music and talking to the people that created it at the same time is, you know, was really refreshing. And I think the using your space to do that is you know, it's a great idea. And obviously you've got all of the equipment there to do it, and it's a nice place in a nice sort of leafy part of London, and it's a real great platform for joining all of those ideas that we've been talking about today, about, you know, the live experience of music and the high quality music, and joining that up with the artists, and just different ways of reaching consumers, you know, music fans and anyone interested in the technology. It's a great way of doing all of that.
Essential Install magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
Nick, the island, as I call it, which you call, which I totally understand. I haven't experienced it yet, but I must do it before I go. You experience it, you know, the creme de la creme. What you've done with that island and sound space is quite unique, isn't it?
Absolutely. So that again, was a brainchild of Christian, our founder, who saw what he'd created with this 18.1.12 layout that we have in our main showroom area using our loudspeakers, and thought, well, this is absolutely amazing. You know, I love listening to music in this format where it is the ultimate spatial resolution. It's absolutely fantastic. But he actually lives in a house which has got a lot of glass in it, and he thought, well, there's no way I can put these speakers because they won't work. So he sat with his notepad and his pencil, as he does on a regular basis, and started sketching, and he came up with this concept of what we call the ultimate personal auditorium, where it is essentially a single piece of furniture, and it houses 13 8-inch coaxial point source speakers in the front of it.
This is the size, Nick, almost, of an average jacuzzi, isn't it?
Probably slightly bigger. It's just over 4 metres wide, yeah. But it does, the one thing it does do, which most jacuzzis don't, is it will also rotate a full 360 degrees, wow, which you can control from your phone or your tablet or your control system, whatever you want to do with it. So, yeah, you've got 18 speakers built into it, and actually two 18-inch subwoofers, which are tuned down to 15 hertz, so that's infra-low bass. And this is one of the products which really excited me when I kind of became on the journey with L-Acoustics, because I've been very fortunate enough to experience some incredible home cinemas in my tenure of working in AV, but I'd never experienced anything like this, which was in a single piece of furniture, which you can essentially, not that you would move it from room to room in your house, but, you know, if you were in a rental property and say you were renting a penthouse apartment in New York overlooking Central Park, you could have that system installed there. You could have a, you know, drop down projector screen, or you could, you know, we've partnered with CC, the Austrian manufacturer of folding televisions, to do a partnership with them on this product as well. So you've got your beautiful view, you're looking out, and then you have your screen retract from the floor, and you have this amazing home cinema experience without having to go to the dark room in the basement. But then if you're just renting this property, you know, you can then take that island and move it with you to your next property. The other unique thing about it as well is we offer two finishes, color finishes. One is called night, one is called natural, dark wood, light wood, essentially. But if you're working with an interior designer on the project, which of course most of the projects we're involved with, there is an interior designer or architect involved, they can make it truly bespoke. So they can supply their own finishes on it. So it could be that they wanted to have it in carbon fiber on the outside, or, you know, a American walnut or something completely unique. The fabrics could be, you know, Louis Vuitton leather if you wanted them to be. You know, there's no limits to what your creativity can kind of put down to. So you've got this one product, which is, you know, it plays back our immersive sound format. You can add a third party AV processor to it. So, you know, could be anything from, you know, because it's 18.1, you need to have enough channels on it. So that typically kind of means you need to be looking at something like a Trinov Altitude 32 or a Storm Audio ISP. But you can connect those into it. It's a single power connection and a single Cat 6 into the bottom of it. All the amplifiers and electronics are on board within that unit. And then you can listen to, you know, Dolby Atmos music. You can listen to our own Elisa music. You can listen to stereo music upmixed. You can watch movies on it. You can literally do whatever you want on it.
Can you explain, which I thought were amazing, the bubbles, the what I call the music bubbles?
The bubbles, yes. So again, another kind of brainchild of Christian, of that, you know, being a man who wants to very quickly just get music playing. And in this day and age, we have more choice of music than ever before. Right, I often jump in the car at the end of the day and think, I want to listen to some music. And I, you know, before I started the engine, I'll pick up my phone and launch Spotify on there and go, oh, I don't even know where to start. And, you know, when we had CDs, vinyls, mini discs, I was of the mini disc era, love that format, you had a finite amount of content that you could choose from, and it was much easier. And Christian, again, he was like, well, I know what my favorite pieces of music are, and I don't want to get my phone out to choose to listen to them. He can, of course, get his phone out to do that, but he just wanted a very quick and easy way to get music playing. So we created these bubbles, which are essentially almost like a glass orb, and they
just
have...
just pretty much like a glass paperweight, really, isn't it? The size of it.
Exactly, looks very similar to that. And it has an RFID chip in it. And then your island or your ocean system has a bubble deck as part of that. And you take your bubble of whichever album it may be that you've had mastered in our immersive content. And then you place that on the bubble deck and instantly that album starts playing. You don't need to pick up any iPads, control system remotes or anything like that. They are limited to, you know, the content that we have created. We basically, if you have a client who is best friends with Adele, you know, you would say, well, you know, come and create your own, you know, create your own bubble of Adele's latest album, whatever it may be. We're not a record label, so we can't facilitate that. But of course, we have connections within the industry to be able to help do things that for clients who want to have their own music curated for them, in the way that the bubbles that we do have and that are available for sale are albums and content that Christian had made for him, for his own personal collection, for his island at home.
Well, the island actually was before I'd sort of heard or even seen any of the sort of the other sort of packages like the Tahiti sort of 2.1s and things like that. The island was the first thing, and I saw it. I was probably at the ISC, and I had it explained to me, and I thought, that's just bonkers. How does that even work? But as soon as you experience it, it completely makes sense. It's actually quite a hard thing to explain to someone unless they've seen it or experienced it.
It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
I kind of think of it as like a magic audio carpet. You know, you kind of sit in it's kind of it's incredibly comfortable as well. I think that's kind of like worth pointing out. You know, you sit in this environment which is very plush and luxurious and very, very comfortable. And the
dangerous, Dan, I should imagine, if you've had a few bottles of wine and you're in it.
Probably, yeah, you could get lost.
Yeah, we have had red wine spilt on it at one of our listening events, and fortunately a bit of vanish and it just wipes off. Very good.
The audio inside there is phenomenal. It really is kind of, you'd think kind of that's quite a hard thing to engineer because the speakers are quite close. And so, you know, you don't sort of get the space that you get with a more conventional type of system. But it's very nice for that particular sort of client that's into that something really different and special. It is a real sort of a real star of the lineup, isn't it?
And I think when it was, you know, it was first kind of its first inception of it was a few years ago now, but it was officially launched at ISC 2020 as Island Prestige. So it had come out of prototype phase and now was actually a product which was available to buy. You know, we've seen technology come a long way since then. So now, you know, thanks to, you know, Apple and Tidal, now we've got Dolby Atmos music available to us. There's a whole huge back catalogue and new music constantly being produced in Dolby Atmos music. So where perhaps before it might have been a bit prohibitive in what you could have experienced in an immersive audio sense, now that you've got all this content available to you, it is honestly like, I love nothing more than when I'm here on my own on a Friday afternoon and I've got some emails to do before I go, is I'll just go and take my laptop from my desk and I'll just go and sit in it and just stream, you know, whatever I'm listening to at the moment and just play some music. And you just completely forget about where you are and just are immersed. Someone, we had an artist in here the other day who was experiencing it, and she said that whenever she finishes making an album, that she goes and listens back to it in her car because she feels like that's the most, you know, kind of almost immersive experience of way of doing it. They'll play it in the studio and then she'll get a copy of it and play it in her car. And she said, this is like that car sound system. I'm almost doing it disjustice here, but, you know, like on steroids, because you are so close to it that you're inside the music. As you say, it's impossible to describe it and you have to experience it. I had some friends of mine come here just before Christmas. And of course, I've been waxing lyrical to them about how amazing everything is. And they're all a bit bored of me talking about it. And then they all came here. None of them are from the AV or technology world. They came here, experienced it, and they were like, never, ever in my world did I ever imagine that anything like this would be possible. Yeah, truly unique.
Amazing. So it's fair to say then, Nick, L-Acoustics is more than just a speaker manufacturer, loudspeaker manufacturer.
Absolutely. And that's something that I really do try to kind of hit home. And, you know, sometimes I'll contact, you know, integrators and say, you know, please do come and see us in our showroom in London or, you know, France or LA, wherever they may be based. And sometimes it's like, well, yeah, we've got our portfolio of speakers. This is what we use, why we use it, etc. We don't need to change. We don't need to have another brand in our portfolio. And I will always say, yes, we make loudspeakers. Yes, we make amplifiers. Yes, we make software, you know, which powers them, etc. But we are so much more than that. And the immersive audio technologies and things that we're working on, people don't understand what we're doing and why we're doing it until they experience it. And when they experience it, I had an integrator bring an architect and end user in last Friday for a demonstration. And watching the architect's face light up and go, I had never thought about designing, you know, designing homes with sound as a really key point within my design. I just always go about looks. You know, I want people to see my house and think it looks amazing. I never thought about how the acoustics of it are. Now that you've explained the technology and how you're working on that, that's opened my eyes up and made me realize that I need to be designing with sound in mind as well. And of course, the end user who was with them was like, I want my house to function like this. There is no question about it. And, you know, every integrator that's ever bought an end user here has always ended up in, I think, a far bigger sale than they'd possibly anticipated for.
I think that's a really interesting point in getting, you know, the design community involved more and coming to places like you folks have got is so important, because I think whilst, you know, architects, interior designers, and architects in particular, I think, are architects. They're not in the audio industry. Why would they even care about it? You know, but I think where the technology's moved on so much in terms of its level of sophistication, they chime with it on that level because they get, okay, this is not like I remember hi-fi in the 80s or something. This is a sophisticated operation. They're at my level in terms of the way they go into things and think about things, design things. So there's some synergy there already. But then when they realise these things are architectural in the sense of how they're built and how they're designed to go into a house rather than just, well, we'll just make a great speaker and then hope someone wants to buy it and put it in their house, regardless of whether it looks ugly or horrible or whatever. And I always call it the Kevin MacLeod journey, because if you go back to the really early days of his show, people would try and kind of point out little bits of technology in their house and go, yeah, no, I'm not interested in that. Look at that lovely arch, you know, and fair play to him. But gradually, as the technology's got better, it's got better integrated and it's become a thing, he can't not talk about it because it's part of the house of many of the homes that they have.
And how the people live, you know, and this is, you know, because you know it's a passion of mine. Is, you know, I always look at, you know, luxury homes that are being built around the world, and you often see a lot of these big ones in sort of Beverly Hills and things like that that are being built, and you or see them on YouTube. This is the world's most expensive mansion at $1 billion and all that kind of thing. And of course they look amazing, but they've got these huge vast spaces in them that are made up of gloss wood and marble and granite and glass, and you think, gosh, actually imagine trying to have a dinner party in that space. It must be so loud and horrible to try and actually live in a space like that. And if you were just walking on your own, kind of whistling around, you know, your kind of whistle would follow you everywhere you are. So, you know, we don't sell acoustic treatments, but we absolutely kind of talk about the importance of it and how you can change it one way, but you can't. You can't make a bad sounding room sound good without acoustic treatment. But once you've got a good sounding room, then you can use electroacoustics to change the acoustics of that room. So again, that's a new technology which we'll be launching and announcing at ISE, where essentially we can change the ambience of the room. So, you know, if you've created a dead sound space, you know, so it's good for watching movies, you know, home cinemas are typically very dead spaces with a bit of, you know, life in them. You know, we always try to achieve the perfect reverberation time. So if you've designed for that so that it's the best for watching a movie, but yet it's a, you know, a big enough space that you might have someone, you know, you might have a grand piano in the space or something and have someone come and play that piano. Playing a grand piano in a place like that doesn't sound very good because it's so dead. So, you know, with this new technology that we're working on, it will actually enable you to actively adapt the sound of that room. So you won't need to connect the piano to anything or anything like that. It will just change the room and make it more live. You'll be able to select a smaller venue, bigger venue, so on and so forth, to make it sound as if you're playing wherever you want to be playing.
Brilliant.
Really key thing is that we do invite, you know, everyone to come and visit us in one of our showrooms. We have showrooms currently in Los Angeles, California. We've got the one here in London where I'm based primarily. Also one at our head office in just outside of Paris in France. And we'll have new showrooms opening in China and Vietnam as well. So if anyone would like to visit us at any of those locations, please do feel free to get in touch with me on all the usual social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, through our website, etc. And we'd be more than happy to host you and let you experience what it is that we're doing.
Put me down for the Paris one. Sounds good.
By all means.
Okay, I think that's about time. That just leaves this roving podcaster, because we're actually recording this on L-Acoustics premises, to say thank you to Nick Fitch, Global Business Manager of L-Acoustics Creations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks to Daniel Sait, our editor of Essential Install magazine. And don't forget, he's the man to talk to if you want coverage in the magazine. Thank you, Dan.
No worries.
Thank you for listening, and keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.